halacha, habo mimeno, that comes from him, kisher habo mimeno, has the same halacha like the wife's mishpacha. In other words, we know if the wife has a daughter, so the husband is also with that daughter. How do I know that the husband's daughter, in other words, let's say the husband was ma'anis, a lady, he didn't marry her, he just lived with a lady, and she became pregnant, she had a daughter. How do I know that the husband now is also to live with that daughter? That's called bitoy, his daughter, from his own anusa. That's called his mishpacha. So this, ne'makan, the pasuk says here, zima, by your wife's daughter, where you married her. For ne'mal halan zima, it says of another pasuk, zima. So we learn out one from the other. So more here, so that's what the b'risa means. For besherdi day, the pasuk that we learn out, that the bita ma'inisosai, that his own daughter is also tim, like siv be zima, does not say the word zima there. So how could you learn out, just like by your wife's daughter, it's not only her daughter, it's the granddaughter, well, that's also to you, by your daughter from your anusa, her, the granddaughter is also also. How do I learn it out? It does not say the word zima by both of them. So Marin says, Omarovo, Omali, Rav Yitzro, Barovidimi, Asya, Heina, Heina, Asya, Zima, Zima. True, it's not a limud from the word zima, zima alone, but in that pasuk it says the word Heina. And it says the word Heina over here also, and here it says the word zima. So as if it said the word zima here, so that's the gzeirah shava zima zima. Mm-hmm. Now the Gemara says, "Oh, Mama, we also said before the brayso, minayin lasois lamata kilamalo. How do I know that on the bottom it's like above?" So the Gemara says, "My lamata kilamalo. What do you mean that lamata should be like kilamalo? Hilam, if you want to tell me that bas bino u bas bito is kibito." That just like a sos to live with your wife and with her daughter, the same as with the granddaughter. So Mora says no. Bahadi adodi kasim, like I said before, we learn them both out together from the same pasuk. Ela rather, Rabbi says like this: Ein chomov v'yein chamoisoy is kechamoisoy. That your grandmother is the same thing like your mother-in-law. In other words, your mother-in-law's mother is like your mother-in-law. So Mora says, "Hi lamata kilamali." You mean to say the bottom is like above? Lamala klamata heavy. It should have said the opposite way, that the generations above are like the generations below. So Mar says true. Tani learn lamala klamata. We mean to say like the grandmother is like the granddaughter. For the Morihochi, if so, nema kan zima, nema halan zima, zima. Alright, turn over. Again, the Gemara says, what do you mean to say? That it means kilamala is kilamata like the grandparents, like the granddaughter. If so, from Oskashi, okay, if so, what do you bright to me to say? How do you know this? Because nemakan zima, v'nemal halan zima, is that true? Umahashti inu, like kisiva, like we'll soon see later on. That the fact that your mother-in-law's mother is also to you, your grandmother, your wife's grandmother, doesn't say clearly in the pasuk. It's only from Joshua's. If so, zima de tuk ziva, how could you say make a gezerah shav? It says the word zima. If it doesn't say bechlal, that erva of your mother-in-law's mother, you can't say because it says the word zima there. So that can't be pshan as b'raisa. So Rav the Gemara says, Amr, Abaye says, hochi komar. Here's what the b'raisa means to say. Minayin, how do I know? La says, shloisha deris lamala. Kishloisha deris lamata. How do I know to say that just like you, when you have a wife, you can't live with her mother? The same with the third generation. Her mother's mother is also. Just like we see downwards, there are three generations. That you can't live with your wife and with her daughter. And with her daughter's daughter. On that, nem, lamata, zima. It says the word lamata. By your granddaughter, it says the word zima. To nem, lamala, zima. And it says that when you can't live with your wife and with her mother, with your chamoisai, it says the word zima. It says isha v'imo. And so, ma, lamata. Just like when you go downwards. We isha bita. It's Shleisha Doris, the pasuk also means the granddaughter, your wife, with her daughter, or her daughter's daughter is also to you, is Aflamala. The same thing when the pasuk says you can't be with your wife and with her mother, it doesn't only mean her mother, but Shalish Doris, it also means the grandmother, your mother's, your wife's mother's mother is also to you. Now, Uma Ba'Einish. Just like this last psukim, I'm talking about the Einish. The punishment you receive, that he receives Sreifa. Ma ba'inish, we'll have a drosha. That also lamata kilamalom, that the chi of misa of Sreifa, it says only by isha v'ima. It says by your wife and also live with her mother. Is also lamata kilamala, that ishobita, your wife's daughter, is also chayis reifa. If so, after Yazorah, the same thing with the Yazorah, the pasuk says, just the lafim, you're not allowed to, nemar, esse lamala, after Yazorah nami, also lamala kilamata. That just like there's an Azorah of ishobita downwards, the same way there's also an Azorah upwards. That just that you can't live with your wife and with her mother, the same way you can't live with the grandmother. Yeravashi says, Li'olam Kiritoni. Really, it's like we said before, that we're learning out, you don't have to change it around, but rather, Ma lahala lamata is kilamala, is afkan lamala kilamata. That we're learning out the way we said it before. And so, umay lamata, what does it mean to say over here? That lamata is kilamala, that the low is like lamala. It doesn't really mean generations downwards or generation upwards, but rather, Rav Ashi learns what the Bryson meant to say is, umay lamata lamata b'yisura. Just means to say, the further away you are, the less of an issa there is. That's what it means to say. So Rashi says like, the issa hakal korale lamata. The hachom, the more stronger is, there is kol lamala. Rokit kom. This is what Rav Ashi learns. Pshat that minay yilasos ein chomav. How do I know to include that your wife's grandmother, the ein chamoisoi, and the grandmother, both of her mother or her father, shein rechaykus, that they're far away from you. The yasurim, the stelosa lamata kechamoisoi, that they, the grandparents, are also to you, just like your mother-in-law is also also to you. She craves, she's closer to you, your mother-in-law. The Yisur Elyon v'chamer, her Yisur is more above and more chamer. So now the drusher is Nema Kan Zino v'Nema Lahalan Zino. That's how Rav Ashi learned shot in the Brisa. So now yes, now, Imahi, Ein Imo Asura, is so, just like you're telling me now, that by your wife's mother, she's also to you. The same way your wife's mother, Yechamoisi, is also. Her mother, the grandmother, is also to you. And Rashi says, "Kivon the yarmut minayin lasei share habohemenu, kishar habohemenu." We're saying like the kroivim of the wife have the same malachah, the kroivim of you of the husband. And so, why don't I say just like your wife's mishpacha, her grandmother is also to you? So why don't I say a person's own grandmother should also be also to midiraisa? And we know that the Gemara in Yevamah says it's only yasa midirabbanan. A person is only also with his mother, midiraisa, but not with his mother's mother. Midiraisa, your mother's mother is mitzvah to you. So the question is why, if we have this hekesh we had before, that we're learning out your mishpacha from her mishpacha, so just like we're saying now by her mishpacha, her grandmother is also to you, so your mishpacha, also your grandmother should be also to you. That's the last question. Imahi, ein ima asuram, is afu, by you also it should be ein ima yasu, your grandmother should be also. This Gemara says, no, Amar Abaye, by your answers, even though before we learn it out, that your mishpacha means your bita manasafai, that your daughter from a lady you just live with, without kedushin, but to learn out this far, that your grandmother should be also, that we can't learn out. Amar Abaye, Amar Krokas, the pasuk says, imchahi, that a person cannot live with his mother, it says, imchahi, she's your mother. So, redashin mishum imay ato mechayvay. He could only be mechayv a son if he lives with his mother. But vi ato mechayvay mishum ein imay. There's no reason in Yeraisa to live with your grandmother. So the kid said, there's a miyut that on your own mishpacha, only your mother is also to you in Yeraisa, not your grandmother. It's only your shniz, it's only also in Yerabonim. Because by your wife's mishpacha, there's lemudim that not only is your mother-in-law also to you, but who adin, your mother-in-law's mother, is also also to you. Now, Omar Rav says like this, that Bein Laman Diyomar, Doin Mino, Umino, when you make a hekesh, so you learn a hekesh one from another, all the halacha that it says in the second halacha, we put all those halachas back to the first halacha. That's called Doin Mino, we learn out from the second place, Umino, we bring all those halachas back here. That's one way to make a hekesh. Bein Laman Diyomar, Doin Mino, V'yuki B'yasra. No, when you make a hekesh, you only learn out the one thing, and you put that one chiddush back to the first place, but it only has the halachas at the first place. You do not bring all the second halachas back to the first one. The Rashi says, "Doin mino mino, v'chol devareha nilmad mimenu, miyacha she'ikra shodavu lamanati mechaveroi, af l'chol devareha nilmad mimenu, everything you learn out from it." To count there here also, in both lomoid, ein imoy, if you want to learn out the grandmother, may ein ima, Lisura, you want to learn out that your grandmother should be also from the same way your mother, your wife's grandmother was also to you. You'd have to learn out that she also received Sreifa. That's not a Svara. We soon see. And the Bein Lamani Rosh says, Doin Minov Ruki Basra, Doin Iker Adov Lum Ben Nechaber, just the Iker thing. Avol Shad Dvorov, She'at Moitzi Dinoi, Mefurish Boy, V'yat Yoch Lum Ben Amenu, Or Bein Dov and Midov, V'inach Tzorach Lum Ben Nechaber, V'inach Tzorach Lum Ben Nechaber, V'yat Tshav Nechaber, The Kanami, Lomod Ein Imoi, Mi'ein Imo, Learn out that your grandmother should be also to you from the fact your wife's grandmother is also to you. That's all, like Sidbe Behedjim. Avlin Yemisa, from the get to risk punishment, we do not learn out from your wife's mishpacha that is the Sreifa, but rather it could be with your own mishpacha, it could be the skila. Just like if you live with your mother, your chayav skila, maybe with your grandmother should also be the skila. So, like, this going back also to prove, like, you can't make that limud. So, Rabbi says, according to these both shittas, you couldn't make this type of a limud to learn out your grandmother should be also from the fact your wife's grandmother is also to you. Again, Amar Rava, Vein lamandi yama doin mino umino. Ubein lamandi yama doin mino v'yuki biyasro. Loyasi doesn't come out here. Why lamandi yama doin mino umino when you're making the very shofar? You have to learn out everything is mahi, just like by your wife's mishpacha. Ein ima asuro. You want to say just like you can't live with your wife's mother. You can't live with a grandmother. Afunami by the husband also. Ain't my asura, you want to say that your grandmother should be also to you? If so, imino, you have to bring that limud all the way back here also. Mahi b'sreifa, just like when you live with your wife's mother or with her grandmother, yichai b'sreifa. The other pasuk says tisaris is afunami b'sreifa. Should also come out that when you live with your grandmother, you should be chai b'sreifa. That doesn't make any sense because. Leman b'yom esreifa chamur. If you tell me the misa esreifa is more chamur than the misa skila, seeker the mitzvah. He asks a question like this: Malihi shekain ima b'esreifa tiyom abahu shima b'skila. You can't learn out you from your wife because if a man lives with his own mother, he's only chay skila. If you live with your wife's mother, you're chay esreifa. So you can't learn out your mishpacha from her mishpacha. Her mishpacha is a more chamur than the esreifa. Yoid, imay b'skila, imay b'sreifa. Doesn't make sense that if you live with your own mother, you'll only be chayiv skila. But if you live with your mother's mother, you should be chayiv sreifa. That doesn't make any sense. V'yoid, mahi, just like by your wife, loychalak debo. Then imay liyimay, there's no difference whether you live with your mother-in-law or whether you live with her mother. You chayiv sreifa. Afunami, the same thing should be. If you live with your own grandmother, that led to chalak boy ben ima liyem imoy. There should be no difference between you and your grandmother. And we're coming out with now, if you make this hekish, this gzereshova, doin mino amino, come out a big difference. That with your own mother, the Torah says clearly you only get skila. But with your grandmother, if you're learning it out from the parsha of your wife's mishpacha, it should be the sreifa. That's all the reason it doesn't make sense to make such a gzereshova. Now, ulaman diyam et yodat, the other man diyam et holds. Skila chamura. That skila is a mochamadik emisa, my high kusha, lani daina. From this kusha, you cannot learn out. At least, like from the first question you asked before, you'll have a question, you can't make this gzereshova. Now, ulaman the yomad, of course, the other man the yomad that we say the pshat and the hekesh always is, daini mino, the yuki the asro, they will learn out one from the other. But we only learn out the yikir hachidish, and not all the halachis. It is so mahi, just like by your wife. Ein imay asuram. Not only are you also with your wife's mother, but you can't live with her mother's mother, with the grandmother. You want to tell me, yafunami, the same thing by you yourself. Ein imay asuram, that your grandmother should be also to you. That's all you're learning out, just the ikar, your isa. But you could be asked, what type of a punishment should you give? Put it back in the own pasha of your mishpacha. There's some hostum who to the sreifa, true, when you live with your wife's grandmother, you chai sreifa. Avul hocha, but if it's your own grandmother, the skila should only be the skila, because the ashkan be my, like you find by your own mother. So it's like this now, that's the way the Xerah Shavuot should come out. But I'll tell you why it doesn't make sense. Because Laman, the Yom Sreifa Chamur of Yod, that sreifa, is the Mohammedic and Misa, so you can't learn out Yom Mishpacha of Amun, Mohammed Shvacham. Because Ikla Misa, you can ask the question, Malahi, You know why the Torah says by your wife's grandmother?